Welcome back to another episode of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, your trusted guide to building a life of balance, fulfillment, and resilience. Today, we're diving into a deeply important and universal topic that lies at the heart of a meaningful and well-rounded life: relationships. How do we nurture deep and fulfilling connections without losing our sense of self? How can we strike that delicate balance between self-reliance and genuine human connection in a world that is often pulling us in multiple directions at once? Relationships, whether personal or professional, shape our lives in profound and lasting ways. They can bring incredible joy, growth, and purpose, but they can also become draining, confusing, or even harmful when balance is missing. Navigating these dynamics can feel overwhelming, especially when we're constantly juggling responsibilities, emotions, and expectations. The good news is, you don't have to choose between independence and connection. You can absolutely have both. In fact, finding harmony between these two forces is essential to living a balanced and meaningful life. The wisdom of Stoicism offers timeless tools to help us build relationships with intention, clarity, and resilience. The Stoics teach us to focus on what we can control, act with integrity, and maintain emotional composure, even during challenging times. To be clear, this doesn't mean shutting people out or standing completely alone. Instead, it's about showing up authentically and valuing others while staying firmly rooted in your own identity and personal values. It encourages a way of living that allows you to prioritize both your own well-being and the well-being of the people who matter most in your life. In this episode, we want to unpack these ideas further and explore how timeless Stoic principles can empower your relationships at every level, whether it's with a partner, your family, your colleagues, or even with yourself. Together, we'll dive into some of the most challenging and nuanced dynamics of relationships, offering practical strategies to help you navigate them with greater confidence, understanding, and grace. Here are the key areas we'll explore. Self-reliance and connection. How independence and meaningful relationships can beautifully complement each other rather than conflict. We'll discuss how to cultivate a strong sense of self while remaining open to the richness that others bring to your life, and how to embrace interdependence without feeling like you're losing yourself in the process. Setting boundaries with care. Why learning to say no is one of the most respectful and empowering acts for yourself and for others. Boundaries aren't walls to shut people out, but rather bridges that create healthier, more sustainable interactions. They are a way of ensuring that your own emotional needs are met while showing others how to engage with you in a way that is most productive and respectful. Controlling what you can. Discovering peace amidst conflict by focusing on what you can control, your actions, your reactions, and your perspective, while learning to let go of the need to manage others' behavior. This principle is especially powerful in navigating difficult conversations or moments of tension, or the clarity of that team. We'll also look at practical, actionable strategies to help you manage conflicts with calmness, nurture relationships with authenticity, and keep the bigger picture in mind. For instance, we'll discuss techniques like mindfulness in conversations, practicing gratitude as a way to strengthen bonds, and how to approach difficult conversations with openness and composure. Whether you're navigating friendships, romantic relationships, family dynamics, or workplace connections, this episode is here to remind you that meaningful connection starts with being true to yourself. As we explore these ideas, we'll also reflect on how modern life, with its fast pace, constant distractions, and heightened pressures, can challenge our ability to balance self-reliance and connection. But don't worry. Together, we'll uncover how to overcome these challenges and create space for healthier, happier relationships in both your personal and professional life. Self-reliance and connection. Navigating the balance between self-reliance and connection requires a keen understanding of our own needs and the needs of those around us. While self-reliance empowers us to face challenges independently and build inner resilience, connection fosters mutual support, trust, and collaboration. Both are equally vital, as an excess of one can lead to isolation or dependency, while a lack of the other can create feelings of loneliness or insecurity. Recognizing that both qualities can coexist allows us to adopt a more flexible, holistic approach to our relationships. However, finding this balance is often easier said than done. Social norms, cultural expectations, and personal experiences can all influence the ways we approach independence and shared connections. For some, the fear of vulnerability may prevent them from seeking help or nurturing relationships, while for others, a strong focus on connection might blur the boundaries of individuality. To thrive, it's important to assess where we stand on this spectrum and take steps to nurture both self-reliance and meaningful relationships. Practical application. To cultivate both self-reliance and connection in your life, start by setting small, intentional goals. For self-reliance, try taking responsibility for a new task or skill that challenges you to step out of your comfort zone. This might involve learning how to cook a new meal or managing your finances more independently. For connection, dedicate time to reach out to a friend or colleague, actively listen during conversations, and express genuine gratitude for their support. Balancing these practices will help you create a fulfilling and sustainable harmony between independence and togetherness. Setting boundaries with care. Setting boundaries is one of the most powerful acts of self-care you can take. It's about honoring your needs while remaining mindful of others, creating the foundation for healthier, more respectful relationships. When you set clear boundaries, you invite clarity and understanding into your life, reducing stress and helping you feel more in control. Whether it's at work or in your personal life, knowing your limits is a step toward protecting your energy and well-being. You have the power to create the balance you deserve. Communication is key to setting boundaries that truly work. By expressing your needs clearly and kindly, you open the door to greater understanding and connection. Use I statements like I need or I feel to share your feelings without blame or conflict. This approach not only helps you assert your needs, but also builds trust and alignment in your relationships. Remember, every step you take to communicate honestly is a step toward stronger connections and a more fulfilling life. You're not just setting boundaries, you're setting yourself up for success. Another essential aspect of setting boundaries is learning to handle pushbacks or resistance. Not everyone will initially accept or understand your boundaries, and that's okay. It's important to remain firm but kind, reinforcing your limits while also acknowledging the perspective of the other person. Standing your ground reflects your self-respect and communicates your values clearly. Boundaries are a reflection of your priorities and self-worth, and maintaining them is necessary for long-term emotional well-being. Practical application of boundaries. To apply boundaries effectively in everyday life, start by identifying areas where you feel overextended or uncomfortable. For instance, if work demands spill into your personal time, practice saying no to tasks outside your capacity. Similarly, in relationships, make time for your individual needs by scheduling personal downtime, even if it means turning down invitations. Writing down your boundaries helps reinforce them, and regularly reevaluating these limits ensures they align with your current goals and circumstances. Controlling what you can. Setting boundaries is only the first step. Enforcing them consistently is equally important. It's natural to encounter resistance when you begin to assert your limits, especially if others are used to certain patterns of behavior from you. However, staying firm and clear in your communication reinforces that these boundaries are non-negotiable. Use calm yet assertive language, and when necessary, provide a brief explanation to help others understand your reasoning. Remember, you are ultimately protecting your well-being, which needs to remain the priority. Another key aspect is understanding that boundaries can be tested, both by others and by your own habits or guilt. Be prepared to hold yourself accountable when you're tempted to compromise. Building healthy boundaries requires discipline and self-awareness. Reflect on situations that challenge your boundaries and identify ways to address them more constructively. This introspection helps you refine your approach and reinforces your ability to maintain firm yet respectful limits. Lastly, maintaining boundaries requires a balance of compassion and conviction. While it's important to be firm, it's equally crucial to approach these situations with empathy for others' perspectives and needs. Healthy communication often involves compromise, but this should not come at the expense of your fundamental principles or mental health. Learning to say no kindly but firmly can create an environment where mutual respect flourishes. Practical application of boundaries. To put these principles into practice, start small. Choose one area of your life where you feel stretched thin and decide on a single boundary to implement. For example, set a clear work cutoff time to preserve your evenings for personal activities. Practice communicating this boundary to your colleagues or manager and politely remind them if the boundary is crossed. Over time, as you grow more comfortable, extend this practice to other areas, such as social engagements or family responsibilities. Regular spell checking to evaluate your progress can help you stay consistent while adapting to new challenges. Thank you for tuning in today. I invite you to grab your favorite drink, settle into a quiet and comfortable moment, and take this time to focus on building healthier, more balanced, and empowered relationships. Because you have the ability to create lasting, meaningful connections without ever compromising your true self. If this episode resonates with you, I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast and share it with someone who might benefit from this conversation. You can also follow the Timeless Tactics podcast on social media for daily inspiration, practical tips, and uplifting guidance on how to live a life rooted in resilience, balance, and meaningful connection. Until next time, remember this. True connection and inner peace begin within you. You are capable of navigating the complexities of relationships with wisdom, grace, and a sense of purpose. Take a moment today to pause, reflect, and remind yourself you've got this.